This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All the dumpies celebrate.
Is that you?
Apparently.
You a dumpy?
Sure, I want to be a dumpy, but the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, Stiz's favorite baseball player. Won the home run derby, as I predicted he would. I took the favorite, so not exactly a bold choice.
Congratulations on taking the Chiefs and the Eagles in the Super Bowl next year, by the way.
You know, it's not always a bad idea to go with that. You take Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady, you get about 20 years of success picking one of the Super Bowl teams. Cal Raleigh, the major league leader in home runs, won home run derby. We're going to start there because it is All-Star game day. The Red Sox are in Atlanta, recruiting, maybe. We'll get into that because I like what I'm seeing on social media as they look to maybe give ideas or support Breslow and company in their pursuits of certain players. But the home run derby was center stage last night. Ted Johnson watched every pitch of it, every red ball from T-Mobile, everything. He watched every pitch, loved it, ate it up. But I got to start with one thing that really bothered me. It was, I think, the first thing I may have seen, or one of the first things, Pat McAfee. Why is Pat McAfee on my TV for the home run derby? He really is.
He's everywhere. He's taking over.
I've had my fill of Pat McAfee.
It's enough, right?
Saturation point. I learned that in like middle school chemistry. You put sugar in a thing until it stops blending in with the water. You've reached saturation.
Let me ask you, what's he bring? What does he bring to the table to you? And if you're the one that's hiring him, what does he bring to the table that you feel like he has to be, you know, have is this much exposure?
Certainly isn't sleeves, because he had his sleeveless jersey on. He's got to show his guns at all times.
Yep.
He brings a following. He obviously has a following through his Barstool and now ESPN and the podcast and all that. I guess my issue is,
I mean, why do people follow him? What is it?
He brings youth. That's what he brings.
No one who actually is involved with baseball that can bring youth? Like, Jared Carrabas is a guy that I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know how big he is. I mean, he's probably not big enough for the ESPN national platform. No disrespect to him. But that's a guy that I would say, baseball's his world. So I would like somebody who's young and energetic and edgy and different, who I believe baseball is their world. I don't think baseball is Pat McAfee's world. He's a mercenary, correct?
Yeah.
His world is football and wrestling.
Right.
Those are his two worlds, and that's great.
And even wrestling's a little bit of in that mercenary area.
Maybe a little bit.
Area.
But I think in baseball, he was legit just a Michael Buffer. You bring in Michael Buffer to do his thing. He's just a hired gun. He's going to do it wherever whoever pays him, he will say it. I'm not allowed to say it on the air because you get in trouble if you say it
on the
air.
Yes, you do. Yes, you
will not say it on the air. But what is Pat McAfee a baseball guy?
No, definitely not. But he has a daily talk show. So,
sure.
I mean, he's so
do
supposed
you.
To be. Right. And I like to think that I'm, you know, not maybe an expert in all the sports, but that I can, you know, talk all sports, you know, within reason, right?
But this isn't him talking sports. This is him being one of the first faces you see, the guy announcing.
So he did the pregame.
He did the introduction of the batters. Okay. Like, they put him on the stage.
Gotcha.
And he had, like, this, the big dumper's going to hit home runs in left and right. Yeah, it's Kyle Riley.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
he's the lowest common denominator guy. He's a guy that ESPN can throw out there and say, well, maybe we'll get a couple extra casual just sports fans if we throw McAfee. And he's got a very loyal audience.
He does.
So there may be some people that tune in and give you that ratings point.
So does Trump. What if you put him out there to do the
thing? He'd probably do great.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. So at ESPN Hunter, and not
that's
so
my
much
point.
Pat McAfee.
This is not a Pat McAfee criticism. If they say, hey, Pat, are you free on this Monday in July? We'll pay you $100,000 to come do the introductions at the Home Run Derby. He should absolutely say yes. Yeah. Not a criticism of him. Okay, before we get to the home runs, I also need to criticize something else.
Okay.
Those jerseys are horrific. It doesn't even make sense. I said it looked to me like they had
worst
blank.
Worst ever?
I think so.
People were commenting might have been worst ever.
I don't follow it enough because I'm not sure what the previous worst ever was, but it looked like a blank jersey that somebody had these little lowercase AL and NL like things and just walked by and slapped you on the chest and just put it there. It's hideous. Who are those for? Do people buy those?
Yes.
I'm sure there'll be somebody that'll buy those.
Sucker born.
Somebody
everything.
Buys everything.
So the two criticisms you have are the jerseys and Pat McAfee.
Oh, I'm not done.
Oh, so you, okay. And this is your event, I thought, right?
I do like this event.
I didn't get to hear the show as much as I wanted to yesterday, but I saw in the rundown that you guys were hyping this home run derby up, so I was thinking that this was your thing.
I like it as, I think, the best of these skill competition, all-star game things. Used to be three-point in the dunk, but the three-point and dunk have really lost their vibe.
So of all the all-star games, this is the one event of them.
Except I didn't love last night. The broadcast wasn't good, to the point where you had the actual broadcast bitching about the broadcast when they're like, we have a wall of players standing in front of us, so we can't actually see the guy hitting home runs.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We can't really either, because they do screwy things with the screens. And it's all time-based. You never know where the home run lands, which one it was.
And they don't even follow all the home runs.
No,
did you catch that part where they're like, oh, my God, look at that one, and they're just, like, focused on a ball sitting on the
because of the time, because they're hitting them so fast, right, because of the new rules.
They're
so
rushing it.
You don't get to see you just see the ball in the air, and then it's back to the batter
and then
the second one.
They tell you, oh, that one went 478, and you're like, well, I didn't really see it. I don't know where it was. Every once in a while, they time it well. And it's weird, so they rush it to the point where you don't see every home run, and yet somehow it takes 3 effing hours to get the whole thing done.
First round, it was over at 10 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
First round.
Guys, tighten this up a little bit.
It's brutal.
The extra outs that they get, you know, the 3 outs or the 4 outs that they unlock, took way too long because there's no time limit on it.
Correct.
So they could take 3 pitches, swing, miss, take 3 pitches, swing, miss. So then you're waiting another 20 minutes for this guy, I don't know, Matt Olson, or throw a name out there just to get eliminated in the first round.
To make that point, Eduardo
Perez
was like, yeah, that's a good take right there. It's a home run derby. Good takes. You're acting like it's a 3-2 count in the World
Series.
It's
just too much time to fill. They have too much time. It's just kind of like the NFL draft, where it's just a lot of chatter. It gets annoying after
no
a while.
No reason that event should be more than 2 hours. No,
I agree.
Nose to tail.
100%.
It's a 3 hour. I was even like, do we really need him on a stage? Forget Pat McAfee. Do we need to announce him on a stage? How about we just announce now batting for the Seattle Mariners, Cal Raleigh, and you can cheer him then?
Yeah.
The whole thing needs to be tightened up. And I also hold the ballpark against him. Not a lot of excitement in that ballpark in terms of, like, you know, there's no green monster. There's no quirky corners, angles.
Yeah, it's pretty cookie cutter.
Yeah,
they have the chop house there in right field. That's an interesting architectural look, but it doesn't, doesn't add anything or take anything away from the home runs.
I mean, the coolest thing there is at the Omni Hotel out in, like, right center with his balconies kind of facing the field. I mean, that's pretty cool if you rented a hotel room and you're standing on your balcony drinking a beer looking down on the home run derby, but there was just, and not their fault. I know there's the fake waterfall, but, like, there was nothing that made me really the warehouse. Remember in Baltimore when Griffey, like, hit the warehouse?
Oh yeah,
you're like, holy!
I don't think it was even. It didn't even look like it was totally full. It felt like it was. If there was the home run derby was in Fenway, would it be sold out?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
That stadium didn't even look like it was. You know, 3/4 of the way full.
Atlanta's not a great baseball town. They used to not sell out playoff games with regularity.
Every time we played Atlanta, we called it the family and friends game. That's That was the only people that showed up were your family and friends.
Man, okay, well, Gillette South. Also, we're not at the Mac McClung level of NBA dunk contest, and I like Big Dumper in the season he's having. It was not star-studded.
No.
I found a lot of the guys that were...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Not easy to root
nobody.
For. I like Brent Rooker, good player. Who cares?
He was feeding his baby a bottle, which is cool.
Yeah.
I actually think that was the coolest part, but you're right. There was the cool players would come up and like Jazz Chisholm.
Yes.
Aaron Judge comes up to him and you're thinking, could you guys just switch Aaron Judge? You come do the home run derby. You're the guy we want.
Right.
Not your guy who hit three or whatever it was.
That was pretty nice.
Kind of felt bad for him.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
When you get whatever it is, 40 pitches and all these other guys are hitting bombs and you're like, even though he's kind of a dink from what I have read and understood over the years.
He was the one who tweeted, you know, free smoke at 7 after Hunter Dobbins said the thing about the Andy Pettitte relationship. And
right.
Yeah. But he's a dink.
So I would say after we hyped it up as the best skills competition of All-Star Weekend,
which I still think it has the potential to be.
Didn't live up to it.
No, it was pretty bad.
And I don't know exactly how to fix it. Tighten it up would be one of them, Ted. Make it a 2-hour event. So that's less pitches, less rounds. I don't care. Less complicated. Whatever would be part of it. Tighten up the broadcast, ESPN. The whole thing was kind of weird there.
Yeah.
To the point where did you even notice, for some reason, ESPN didn't get any interviews. Did you notice the guys would go immediately to an MLB network, I guess, like an MLB flag?
Yeah.
And then they randomly got interviews with like, oh, Chris Sale's here. Hey, Chris Sale, you want to join us? Like they're yelling it on the air. It was a sort of embarrassing production. But my guy, bottom line was, got the job done.
Yeah. Andy was right. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
That's the only line.
And the other part was, it was an introduction for some of these guys. Like, I didn't know O'Neal Cruz could hit bombs. Like there's a couple guys hitting. He ran out of gas. He was like me, you know, a 4 o'clock show, and I went too hard for the first 3 hours. He's like, I need a Lucky Energy.
Yeah.
But he was hitting some titanic bombs.
513, I think, was the longest that he ended up.
And you're now putting together, if you got everybody, you could start to put together a home run derby that looks like NBA players with Judge and O'Neal Cruz. Like, you got all these influx of 6'7" power hitting athletes that. What happened to like, I thought baseball was still a sport that guys built like me could play. Now all of a sudden you got to be 6'7" in that sport too. But no, it was enjoyable, but not as good as it could or should be.
So Ted, you were staunchly anti-home run derby in our email chain earlier, or just not believing the same hype that we were giving it. So what do you make of all-star games, all-star events, kind of where things stand just across all sports?
Can't stand them. I'm done with them. I'm over them. Particularly when it's not the all-stars that are playing. It's, you know, the guys get hurt, they pull out. You got guys that are in the game that shouldn't be there. And so it just doesn't resonate with me like it used to. I enjoyed the slam dunk contest back in the day when you had stars doing it, I guess.
Yep.
And the home run derby for the same reason. And I understand why the stars don't participate. Everybody wants them to participate in these things. I get why they don't. I really do. With all the money that they make, and you just never know. Swinging a bat that hard that many times could you could pull something, you could get it hurt. So It just doesn't. These All-Star games do not have the same allure with me as they once did. So I hung in there. I watched, but it was nothing about it got me hyped or going.
It dragged. I admit, I watched with my son, and it's one of those things where you're watching, but maybe you pick your phone up and you're scrolling through something, and you're kind of half watching. It shouldn't be like that. When you're talking about the supposedly the best athletes of your stage out there, and you could also your point. It did matter to some of those guys because they kept referencing how, like, I think O'Neal Cruz makes like $978,000. So some of these guys were doubling their money if they won this Derby, get $1 million, which is great. That's cool and all. But I think we'd much all rather see Pete Alonso versus Aaron Judge versus, you know, the best of the
Ohtani,
best.
Ohtani, Soto. Unfortunately, the game's in such a great spot right now. You just had none of the incredible stars that you have in the game right now.
Yeah. Right. And then you get, you know, Jazz Chisholm out there. Right. Oh, he was an interesting one, though, because they brought up he should not have been in it. Forget that he shouldn't be in it because he's not a power hitter.
Yeah.
He has the best power hitter on his team. But they referenced how he was coming back from an oblique injury, and I'm like, and you're doing a home run derby? You're going to swing 40 times for no reason? For no reason other than a TV production?
Where does he play?
The Yankees. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm
so you're okay with it?
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking, like, unless you're trying to get your brand or, you're doing it just for, you know, selfish
probably.
Reasons.
Yeah. He's a self-promoter. He's definitely got a self-promotion. But if I'm a team, I'm like, no, you don't need to be doing the home run derby if you have ribbit. Zach Coe, I know you want to chime in and defend baseball, so what do you got?
No, actually, I thought that the production was terrible last night.
Oh,
the whole thing about the timer is that it was supposed to speed it up, but it dragged. And you mentioned O'Neal Cruz. He hits one 513. It was the longest home run outside of Coors, or tied the longest home run outside of Coors in baseball history. And you don't even get a chance to admire it and watch it and see a replay because he's already swinging a bat again by the time it lands. So they sped it up in all the wrong ways. And then in between batters, it just dragged. So it was still a 3-hour production with a worse product on the field.
I agree. And they keep tinkering. It's what all these sports do when they don't get the reactions they want from these all-star events. They tinker, change the time, the format. And I don't think this necessarily did. They even had, they were warming up. There was a couple times where, who was doing the play-by-play for yesterday?
Was it Ravitch yesterday?
Carl Ravitch.
Yeah.
Was like,
there's another issue, but that's its own thing.
He's not great.
No.
But Carl, you know, Chris Berman, he has to live up to Chris Berman, and obviously he's going to fail to live
up
better.
To that. Whatever. That's its own baseball
You want the
issue.
Job, Dan Ball?
Yeah, I actually do.
Oh, Dan Ball putting his name in the hat. Yeah. Screw Pat McAfee and Carl Ravitch. We got Dan Ball. But one point he was like, oh, so that was two outs and like the clock hadn't started yet and they hadn't actually started counting the balls. And there was even some confusion there. So didn't love it. Didn't love it to start things off for All-Star Weekend. But tonight we could see Aroldis Chapman, right?
Yep.
We won't see Garrett Crochet.
Thank God.
And we'll see Bregman, right? Or no,
we will
not
see Bregman.
That's right. Yep. Oh, yeah, because they were talking about the third baseman a little bit like quarterbacks in football. Once you start bumping guys down, like the fifth best actually gets to play. That's why that Miz kid is in the All-Star game for Milwaukee. But we need to also talk about the Boston Red Sox beyond the All-Star game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.